Cvičení 2. Zadání 1.
Tape script 4. Conversation 1.
I did try to reach him, but the line was engaged.
Did you leave him a message on the answering machine?
No. You know how I hate those things. Never use them. Anyway, I tried again, and I am sick and tired of it. Now it's your turn. It's pretty urgent, so you'd better start now, or you'll have to cover his bills. You know I won't cover his bills anymore. I mean it, George.
But I have an urgent meeting with a customer in 10 minutes' time, Elizabeth. He's causing problems and is being difficult, and the deal's very important for the company. So I definitely won't make it today, I'm afraid. Please, Elizabeth, can't we leave it till tomorrow? Or let him do what he wants? I don't care. I'm not going to cover his bills either.
I don't think that's the right decision. Better try and get through to him. Remember, George, I'm not going to phone him anymore.
Conversation 2.
Yes, that's right. It started yesterday around 9, just when he came home from a walk. He's been vomiting since then.
What did he eat yesterday?
Some rubbish, I'm afraid. He's always sniffing the grass when we're out. Can't stop him doing it. He's so stubborn. What should I do now? He's too heavy to carry to your place. I can't drive today because my car is in the garage. I've been having problems with the brakes, you know. And my wife took her car and went on a business trip. She'll be back tomorrow afternoon, and it might be too late then, I'm afraid. I'm really worried. Things seem to be getting worse. He doesn't want to drink water and looks very weak.
He needs a drip as soon as possible. I'll send an ambulance to your place.
Conversation 3.
I have a full-time job at a hospital, but I want to cut down the number of hours I do. I'd like to retire next year, but I'll be getting a very small pension. I feel so anxious about how we'll manage then. My husband is disabled and unemployed, so I am the breadwinner in our family.
Have you got any debts?
No, we're not in debt. We own a small house with 3 spare bedrooms and have a small sum saved on our account. But I need to get new tiles in the bathroom, and my husband needs constant assistance, which does not come for nothing. I'm ruining my life worrying and feeling anxious. What should I do? What do you suggest?
Why don't you rent out one of your spare bedrooms? You'll have a small but regular income to add to your savings.
Conversation 4.
I have 2 grown-up children who left home and are doing well. I've always wanted to work abroad. It seems so tempting and exciting. I've recently applied for a job in a shop on a cruise ship. To my surprise, I've been invited for an interview. Can you believe it?
Congratulations.
To make things more difficult, I lost my rented accommodation last week. But 2 days ago, I found a house I love. I feel settled at last. I've suffered from a lot of stress and am on sick leave from my current job. What should I do?
What do you mean?
Should I return to my old job or go for this interview?
If I were you, I would do both. You might decide after the interview that it's not for you. But don't miss the opportunity of trying something you've always dreamed of.
Conversation 5.
I'm afraid I'm addicted to the January sales. They are my passion. I can't stop myself, and every year I come home with piles of clothes bought at bargain prices. And a few days later I realize what an awful mistake I have made. All the clothes I have bought are hopelessly out of fashion, look horrible and don't fit me.
Can't you take them back and ask for a refund?
No, as they are bought in the sale, I can't return them.
Well, put them in the attic until December and you could use them as Christmas presents.
Do you think anybody will be happy to get this rubbish?
Don't worry, it will be their problem.